Today, I want to answer one of the most frequently asked questions I get on my website, which is, should I include utilities and labor in my plate costs?
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur. I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And today I want to address, like I said, one of the most frequently asked questions I get on my website, which is, should I be including labor? Should I be including utilities in my plate costs, in my food costs? And the answer is unequivocally 100% without a doubt, no. People are always asking me, how do I do this? How do I calculate that? And the reason I don't have a formula for it, the reason I don't have a way to calculate it is because you should not ever be including labor or utilities in your plate costs. The only thing that goes in your plate costs is the food that you're putting on that plate to sell to a customer. That means chemicals don't go in there. Generally speaking, to-go containers and plastic knives and spoons and sporks. Wow, and spoons and sporks, forks and spoons. I'm having a hard time getting my words out today. Generally speaking, that stuff doesn't go in there either. Those are direct operating expenses. And I'll film a whole nother video about when you should include those and when you shouldn't. But getting back to today's video, labor, utilities, that stuff never goes into food costs. And here's why. Food cost is just that. It's the food cost or the plate cost, the cost of the food to prepare that plate. Now people say, yeah, but if we need the labor to make that plate, but labor is a completely separate calculation. And the reason I like to keep them separate and then bring them together to get a number, that number is called prime cost. Prime cost is your total cost of goods sold plus total labor. So those two numbers together will give us the number that we want. And your target prime cost in your restaurant is generally speaking 60% of sales or below. I have other videos explaining prime cost that we can link to here. But the point is never include your labor because labor is a separate calculation. Wow, I'm struggling today. And when you want to combine those two together, we combine them into prime cost. Let me tell you another reason why we don't ever do that. Because labor isn't the same every time. If you sell a hamburger, it's always gonna have a bun, it's always gonna have the burger, it's always gonna have the lettuce, tomato, pickle, whatever it is. But if you're cooking seven hamburgers at the same time or cooking one hamburger at the same time, it doesn't take any extra labor. So how would we ever include that in there? Again, that's where I go back to prime cost. Now, as far as utilities, it's similar to that same answer. We don't ever include utilities because you've got a grill. If you cook your burgers on a grill, it's a 36-inch grill. You turn that grill on at the beginning of the day. If you cook one hamburger that entire day, or if you cook 1,000 hamburgers that entire day, you're generally not gonna use any more utilities, so there'd be no way of evenly figuring that out. People think that your utilities in a restaurant are variable expenses, but they're really not. They're variable in the smallest degree. If you're substantially busier, your electricity bill and your gas bill and your water bill might be a little bit higher. But generally speaking, whether you're busy or slow, your electricity, your gas, your water bills are going to be very, very similar. I hope this helped explain to you why you never include utilities or labor in your plate costs, in your food costs, in your restaurant. And I look forward to seeing you on another video next week. This has been Ryan saying have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.